morning. I am Shirley Craig Evans. I'm a registered nurse of 42 years with a concentration in women's health. Three of those years were in cardiac health. I am here this morning to talk to you about cancer. Cancer is a word that no one wants to hear from the doctor or from a loved one. In today's society, everyone that is listening to this health moment have been affected by the one thing called cancer in one way or another, whether personal or by association. What is cancer? Cancer is a group of more than 100 different diseases. Cancer occurs when cells become abnormal and begin dividing and forming more cells without any control or order. When a cancer spreads, it is called metastasis. There are various types of cancer, and it can attack any organ of the body. Types of cancer: breast. A cancer that develops in the breast cells and progresses in stages. Few early symptoms may include new lump in the underarm or in the breast, itching or discharge from the nipples, and skin texture change in the nipple or breast. Colon cancer. Cancer that begins in the last part of the digestive tract, colon, large intestines. Skin cancer. A condition that causes abnormal growth of skin cells. Leukemia. A type of cancer which affects the production and function of blood cells. This causes swollen lymph node, recurrent nosebleed, tiredness, frequent infection, weight loss, bleeding, and bone pain. Sarcoma. A rare type of cancer that grows in the connective tissue like bones, nerves, muscles, tendons, cartilage, and blood vessels of the arm and leg. It causes abdominal pain, lump, bone pain, and weight loss. Prostate cancer. A cancer of the prostate gland. A part of the male reproductive system. Pancreatic cancer. Cancer of the pancreas, an organ which is behind the lower part of the stomach. This causes abdominal pain, jaundice, itchy skin, fatigue, and weight loss. Stomach cancer. A cancer that develops from the inner lining of the stomach. It causes bloating, stomach pain, difficulty in swallowing, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and weight loss. Lymphoma is a cancer of the lymphatic system of the body involving immune cells. This causes swelling of the lymph nodes in the neck, armpit, and groin. Fever, night sweats, difficulty in breathing, and weight loss. Melanoma is a type of skin cancer which develops from the cells that control pigment of the skin. Some causes of cancer: carcinoma, which is chemical, hereditary. Symptoms vary depending on the type of cancer. Some warning signs or precursors to the disease are change in bowel habits, a sore that does not heal, unusual bleeding or discharge, thickening or lump in the breast or other parts of the body, ingestion, or difficulty in swallowing, obvious changes in a wart or mole, a nagging cough or hoarseness. Seven warning signs of cancer are unexplained weight loss, unexplained or persistent fever, abnormal skin growth, white patches inside the mouth or white spots on the tongue, unusual bleeding or discharge, thickening or lump on any part of the body. A lump or lumps anywhere on your body that are not normal for you. A nagging cough or hoarseness. Treatment varies depending on the type of cancer. Surgery, taking the cancer out. Second, radiation therapy. Thirdly, chemotherapy. Fourth, hormone therapy. Five, biological therapy using your body immune system, bone marrow, immune system, or transplant. It is important to have regular health screenings. When there's a diagnosis of any type of cancer, stay positive. The support of the family and friends while going through cancer is very important. Stay positive. Ask yourself, am I a victim or a survivor? Discuss with your doctor, who will be an oncologist at this time. An oncologist is one who specializes in cancer. Quote from John C. Maxwell, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react or respond. An acronym for cancer, C, Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Christ in him. A, attitude, Genesis 50 and 20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. In new focus, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. C, community, James 5 and 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if ye have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. E, encouragement. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Our repentance and restoration. Acts 3, verse 9. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. No matter what comes our way, we need to have the Word of God in our life. His word is what is going to keep us. When we are going through trials, stand on the word of God. Tell your story that others may be encouraged. I know that we are focusing on COVID-19 virus and how many people are losing their lives, but we must still address the whole man. Continue to stay safe. Wear your mask. Be blessed in Jesus.